Groomergate, 15 times Disney promoted LGBTQ2S+ in children's programming. By David Ng on April 6, 2022. Anyone who has been paying attention to the Walt Disney Company in recent years knows that the studio has made no secret about incorporating gay and transgender messaging into its content aimed at children. From Pixar to Marvel to Star Wars, Disney properties have fully embraced the LGBTQ2S+ movement and are only ramping up their efforts, especially with the Disney Plus streaming service providing another pathway into the minds of young children. Disney CEO Bob Chapek recently vowed to continue fighting Florida's parental rights in education law, as well as similar legislation in other states. The Florida law prohibits the teaching of sexuality and gender ideology to kids in kindergarten through third grade. Recently leaked internal videos show Disney creatives openly discussing their plans for more gay and transgender characters. But this is not exactly a new development. Here are 15 times Disney has promoted the gay and transgender agenda in movies, TV shows, and other programming aimed primarily at kids. 1. Disney Plus hosts LGBTQ Pride concert with drag and gender non-binary performers. Last year, Disney Plus hosted This Is Me, Pride Celebration Spectacular, a musical special on YouTube starring drag queen Nina West, with performances of popular Disney songs reimagined with LGBTQ themes. Among the performers were gender-fluid singer Alex Newell and gender non-binary performer Jesse James Keitel. 2. Pixar's Out, 2020. This animated Pixar short tells the story of a young man named Greg who doesn't want his parents to discover his relationship with his boyfriend, Manuel. The movie culminates with a gay kiss. "I'd never seen two guys kissing in a Disney movie," said writer-director Stephen Hunter in an interview. Out was released last year on Disney Plus and on YouTube to celebrate Pride Month. 3. Pixar looking for minors to cast as 14-year-old transgender girl. In a casting notice that surfaced last year, Pixar is looking to cast the role of a 14-year-old transgender girl in an upcoming animated project. The studio is looking for minors aged 12 to 17 who can authentically portray the character Jess, who is described as compassionate, funny, and always has your back. 4. Disney Plus's Ironheart series casting a transgender woman of color. The upcoming Marvel superhero series reportedly announced it is looking to cast a Black, Latina, or Afro-Latina transgender woman who is around 18 to 22 years old. The casting call describes the character as smart, confident, and with a mystical bent and unique sense of humor. 5. Disney Plus's Loki series embraces gender fluidity. The new Marvel series on Disney Plus revealed that Loki, Tom Hiddleston, is gender-fluid in a trailer that dropped last year. A brief glimpse of the Time Variance Authority's official file on Loki shows that his sex is marked fluid. 6. Disney Channel's The Owl House introduces gender non-binary character who uses they/them pronouns. Last year, the children's animated series unveiled the character Rain Whispers, the gender non-binary head witch of the Bard Coven. Whispers is voiced by non-binary actor Avi Roque, who revealed that both the actor and the character use they/them pronouns. 7. Disney parks go genderless by removing ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from greetings. The decision to instate genderless greetings took effect last year, as Breitbart News reported. Newly leaked internal videos confirmed the choice to replace ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls with hello, everyone, or hello, friends. 8. Disney's Jungle Cruise, 2021, features gay coming-out scene, sort of. The studio's live-action movie, based on the enduring theme park ride, featured a main character who was gay, McGregor Houghton. Jack Whitehall, the brother of Emily Blunt's protagonist. In one scene, he comes out of the closet, sort of, by explaining that he will never get married because his interests lie elsewhere. The brief exchange angered LGBTQ activists who felt Disney didn't go far enough and that the studio should have cast a gay actor in the role. 9. Pixar's Onward, 2020, features lesbian character. The animated movie features a lesbian character, a Cyclops police officer named Officer Spectre, voiced by openly gay actress Lena Waithe. "It just kind of happened," the film's producer, Corey Ray, told Yahoo Entertainment. "The scene, when we wrote it, was kind of fitting and it opens up the world a little bit, and that's what we wanted." 10. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, 2019, climaxes with lesbian kiss. The final installment in Disney's Star Wars trilogy culminated with a lesbian kiss between Commander Larma Dissi, Amanda Lawrence, and pilot Roby Tice, Vannette Robinson, after the Resistance defeated the First Order. As Breitbart News reported, Disney censored the scene in Singapore in compliance with the country's rules around LGBTQ content. 11. Disney Channel's Andy Mack series features gay teen kiss. The coming-of-age drama series featured the network's first gay teenage couple in the series finale that aired in 2019. The episode saw 13-year-old Cyrus Goodman confess his feelings for his classmate, TJ Kippen, who appeared to feel the same way. "Is there anything else you want to tell me?" Cyrus asks. "Yeah," TJ says, before asking him the same question. "Yes," Cyrus responds, as TJ holds his hand before the camera pans away from the romantic firelit scene. 12. Disney Plus's Big Shots features lesbian teen kiss. The family drama series featured a lesbian kiss between teenagers in an episode that aired last year. In the episode, Carolyn, also known as Mouse in the series, plays a song that she wrote for her female friend Harper, leading the two teens to begin smooching. 13. Beauty and the Beast, 2017, turned LeFou, Josh Gad, gay. Disney's live-action remake features actor Josh Gad in the role of LeFou. In an interview, director Bill Condon revealed that LeFou is gay, though the character never says so explicitly. The character wasn't gay in the original 1991 animated movie, "I Think It's Great. I think Disney has always been on the forefront there," he said. 14-15. Disney Channel's Good Luck Charlie and Disney Junior's Doc McStuffins feature lesbian moms. The two animated series for children have both featured lesbian couples. Good Luck Charlie aired an episode in 2014 in which one of the four children has a playdate with a kid who has two moms. Doc McStuffins had an episode in 2017 featuring lesbian moms voiced by openly gay actresses Wanda Sykes and Portia de Rossi. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.